Last February, the Susan G. Komen Foundation decided to pull funding for Planned Parenthood. The decision was quickly reversed after a nationwide backlash, but local affiliates were concerned about long-lasting effect. The biggest fundraiser for Susan G. Komen is Race for the Cure. In southeast Wisconsin, the race was held in September. Komen Executive Director Nikki Panico says registrations were down 10%.
We are still getting checks in, so it's a little too soon to see how everything shakes out, but we think we'll be, not too far from where we were last year.
Partly, she says, because corporate sponsorship of Susan G. Komen is up. Michelle Heitzinger is executive director of the South Central Wisconsin affiliate. She says the fiscal year will not end until March 31st, but so far, fundraising is flat.
These have been tough economic times, and I think it's taken us a couple of years to actually kind of feel it here. A lot of our sister affiliates around the country saw that happening sooner than we did, and clearly with having had a governor's recall election here and now the regular election, we just knew that people's discretionary income wasn't going to be the same. Plus, with the economic downturn, all nonprofits have been feeling that.
In Wisconsin, Susan G. Komen supports cancer research at the UW. The foundation also helps pay for breast cancer screening and treatment for low-income women through Wisconsin's Well Woman program. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.